So here's a question about liberals. The question is like this. Are liberals actually racist? Or is it more accurate to say that they exploit racial problems to advocate for their totalitarian agenda? Wow, this is a loaded question. I don't think that liberals are necessarily all racist. Certainly some of them are, but then so are some on the right. Liberals are certainly collectivists. They view mankind not as individuals. Not the individual is not the unit that has a moral agency or that is important morally. You're not trying to maximize the well-being of the individual. Everything's in groups, the rich, the poor, the middle class, as if those are monolithic groups, the workers, the proletarian, you know, the bourgeoisie. It's always in terms of groups. And if it's not those particular groups, then it's some collective called society or the common good. But it's not about the individual. And of course, collectivism, racism is the worst form of collectivism. It's the most evil form of collectivism, but it's still a form of collectivism. So all racists are collectivists, but not all collectivists are racists. But it is true, though, that the left does exploit racial problems to advance their agenda. And again, because they're collectivists, it's a language that comes to them very easily. So it's blacks versus whites versus Hispanics. Again, as if those are monolithic groups, as if those groups share opinions or share life experiences, when even within the group, there's much greater variation than between the groups. So the left definitely exploits and is comfortable with the language of race, with viewing things in terms of race, and they exploit that to inflict guilt on the American people. And of course, the right gets caught up in this because they don't want to go after the left because then the left accuses them of being racist. So it's a powerful tool against the American people. And the only way to combat it is to break it down, is to go back to individualism, is to bring out the idea that it is the individuals that are important. It's the individual that is being moral or immoral, that there is no such thing as the good of society or the common good. There's only the good of individuals. And that, for example, the race of any particular individual is irrelevant to his own moral standing, to his own ability, to his own competence, and that therefore it's not a consideration. To break away from analyzing and diagnosing in terms of groups, and the right falls into the left's trap. And let me just say a slight note. I don't like calling the left liberals. It's too nice of a word for them. Liberal used to mean pro-liberty, pro-freedom. Liberal used to be pro-capitalism. And the left has stolen that word and distorted it over the last 100 years. To this day in Europe, liberals are pro-capitalists, or relatively pro-capitalist. They're not all the way there, but they're pro-freedom, pro-liberty, tend to be pro-freedom and pro-liberty. So left is the left, they're leftists. And indeed, many of the left today are not even like old leftist liberals. They're much more nihilists and egalitarians. So I try to avoid identifying the left as liberals, although I slip once in a while, and I prefer to call them leftists.